Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Chris Hardwick. I host Talking Dead and Talking Preacher and Talking and Talking Talking and Talking Things. And you're listening to Walkers and Talkers, the only talking show I don't host, with David Brody and Jamie.
Well, hello. Remember us? Welcome to Walkers and Talkers episode 178. It's been about half a quarantine since our last episode.
It's been a hot minute.
But we're back. I'm David Brody from Melville Strand, The Morning Show. That's Jamie from Light FM in New York. We are back together separately.
Yes.
We are. I'm in my basement. And Jamie, what room of the house are you in?
I'm in my room because it's the only room where if my dog starts going crazy, you probably won't hear her.
All right. Very good. It's the return of Snappy Banter. We'll hope we'll have
Snappy
some
Banter.
Snappy Banter for you. I wanted to read some tweets real quick. At Derek Bartlett says, anyone else not seeing the new episode on iTunes? Well, at that point, we hadn't recorded an episode, so you weren't going to find it. We didn't post it. Erica Parry, she said, just panicked while listening to the most recent episode of Walkers and Talkers when Jamie's smoke alarm went off. Actually jumped out of my chair to see if I had a fire.
Oh, I forgot that happened.
She jumped out of her chair. She thought there was a fire in her house.
That was bad.
Always good to hear.
I'm so sorry.
Hashtag snappy banter. And P for Paisley, she wrote, at Talking Jamie, I totally miss your voice and laugh. The world needs more snappy banter with David Brody and Walkers underscore Talkers right now. It's not the same without you guys. So we're back. We're back. The Walking Dead is not back, but we are back.
We're back.
The pandemic has still not allowed TV production companies to return to work because of rules in California. They haven't entered that phase completely yet. And so from what people are saying, the episode is closer, but still not ready. So we'll get into more of that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of news. We'll run that by you. We'll try to do some news since our last episode without boring you in case you say, I heard that 3 weeks ago. So, all right, let's kick it off with a new comic book from Robert Kirkman. It's Negan Lives. It's a special Walking Dead issue. It's only available in comic book shops. Robert Kirkman and artist Charlie Adlard wanted to do something for the comic book shops because they are suffering due to the pandemic, and they felt the comic book shops always supported the Walking Dead comics. So as of July 1st, Negan Lives, number one, they're calling it a special one-shot issue.
Ooh.
Won't be available digitally. 100% of the revenue generated from the book will go to the stores selling it. So there's no, they're not charging them for shipping the book. Nothing. No cost.
Oh, that's so nice.
Whatever the book cover is what the comic book stores will get.
I like that.
Thought that was pretty cool. And it's a glimpse into what has happened to Negan in the time since his last appearance in The Walking Dead 174. So there you go. Speaking of the finale, you have some Norman Reedus commentary on the finale?
My boy, Normie, he said it's going to be an epic battle, like full-on Game of Thrones super battle. He said it was so much fun to shoot, and they really pushed the crew and the actors to their max. He said they had to dig deep because these episodes were exhausting. They filmed into the middle of the night, but he said the battle scenes are going to be legendary. So if he says that, I believe him. Well, I think it's going to be freaking awesome.
Good, good. Well, director Greg Nicotero, also the special effects and makeup up master. He says the episode, the finale, will be jaw-dropping.
I saw that. Oh, my God. It makes me so nervous. And now we have to wait.
He said lots of stuff with Daryl, lots of stuff with Negan, lots of stuff with Beta, lots of stuff with Carol. He said, I think it's already been revealed Maggie's return is in the finale, and it tees us up so well for season 11. And it's a little agonizing for me not to be able to talk about it because the last 2 minutes of the finale, people's jaws are going to drop.
The last 2 minutes? This is torture now.
Now, jaw dropping. What would make our jaws drop? Now, if people die, you know, obviously you'll be shocked. I imagine people are going to die, right? We know that. But jaw dropping, is someone going to be a traitor?
I know. I'm thinking like jaw dropping would be like if someone just flat out joined Beta or Beta joined us or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That.
Like, does Maggie show up, but then she saves Beta because she knew them?
She doesn't know, or maybe she did?
Right? Like, that would be jaw dropping.
Absolutely.
Or do Eugene, Ezekiel, Yumiko, and the princess show up with an army of people?
Oh.
Like 30,000 people. Where you're like, oh my God, where did all those people come from? That would be jaw-dropping. If they brought the whole Commonwealth with them, with weapons and soldiers and armor, like, that would be jaw-dropping. If Rick is back.
That would be more than jaw-dropping. I don't even know what you would call that.
What if the movies are what take place in the 7 years in the time skip so they can still do the movies to show you where he's been? And then this Michonne... No, because it was Michonne. Michonne went looking for him, but he came back.
Okay.
So she'd be on a goose chase. So I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea.
Scratch that.
So I don't think it's Rick. I don't think it's Rick. But maybe the person in the iron mask is jaw-dropping. Now, I saw an interesting theory about the person in the iron mask. Someone on Twitter suggested that it could be a girl from England. Now, there was one issue comic book called The Alien, and it was the only comic book of The Walking Dead that wasn't written by Robert Kirkman.
Okay.
But he authorized it. He said he liked it. It was so good. He let him have it. And it's the story of Rick Grimes' brother who's living in Europe. And he and this woman who wears a metal face mask because she works in a museum, so she steals the armor from the museum. She hops on a plane to come to America to tell Rick about his brother. But his brother dies before he can tell her his brother's name or where he is.
Oh, my God.
So maybe this woman knows Rick's brother, but then why would she be there? Unless Rick's brother wouldn't know he was in Alexandria. So that's a dumb theory. But that's just another theory that's floating around. Right. So that's what I'm doing.
That's crazy, though.
So anyway, he goes on to say the ending is a giant cliffhanger.
Oh no. After they made us wait for the finale.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he said, it's going to be epic. Angela Kang said it. She told Entertainment Weekly, it's going to be a cliffhanger. I think we may have already mentioned that. So I'm just reminding everyone, it's going to be a cliffhanger. So again, is the jaw-dropping part the cliffhanger? Like you see someone or a community and you're like, holy crap, what's that?
And then
cliffhanger.
Fade to black.
The only good part about the cliffhanger is the episode was supposed to air in April, and now it's going to air in July. So 3 months later.
That's true.
So the cliffhanger, we don't know when the season's going to come back. Normally it comes back in October, but they're not filming. Right,
so this is worrisome. Who knows when the heck this is going to come out.
So although the cliffhanger is later in the year, the next episode may also be later in the year by a lot. So the whole thing's messed up. It's funny, the show about a virus is postponed because of
a virus.
So who knows? So if you had to guess right now, what's the jaw-dropping moment? And or is it the same as the cliffhanger? Or is there a jaw-dropping moment and a cliffhanger?
I don't know. The thing about Maggie could be jaw-dropping. Like if she somehow helped Beta or something and didn't know how bad they were, my jaw would be hanging open.
What if she comes back and then dies?
No. The fans would freak out. No.
Like, what if she's like, I'm here to save you, and then cut her neck open, eats her or something.
No, they can't. That can't happen. That would be more than jaw-dropping. That'd be tragic.
Okay. All right. We've got a lot more stuff for you. It's good to be back. It's good to talk to you again,
yes,
Jamie.
Yes, ditto.
We've been texting a lot and talking very little. And so we're here. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless. From the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic, I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you have more information on the finale. Is there anything going on with the air date? Do you know anything?
So, Robert Kirkman is saying the old Walking Dead show will definitely be coming back. His quote, "I know dates, but I don't think they're public yet." So he said we.
Oh, so he's going to play that game. So he knows.
He knows, and but he's.
I think that's a lie.
He's playing games.
I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie. You know what? I don't want to get political, but this. There's someone in politics who does that a lot.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, I know where Kim Jong-un is, but I can't say. Or I know what's I know what's going on, but I'm not allowed to say. I think people say that so they sound cool.
Yeah.
But it's and then when the date comes out, he can go, yep, I knew it was
July 8th. But
yeah, hold on.
I don't think he really knows, but rumor has it sometime in July. But that's only if, in a perfect world, production opens and they can really truly finish it, because July is in like a week. So
yeah, well, it could be July 31st.
Could
I mean, whatever the Sunday
but
is. Well, I don't
rumor
know.
Has yeah. July. So we'll see what Kirkman says when it comes out. For real.
All right. All right. So because there's no show, a lot of the people associated with The Walking Dead are doing interviews, and they're coming up with stories and they're letting things out maybe they didn't talk about at the time. So director Greg Nicotero was talking about Glenn and Abraham's deaths. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yes, I was reading this.
And he said they faced a lot of criticism. He said it was rough emotionally for me to film that episode. I remember reading the comic book and seeing Glenn killed. Spoiler. And I was really disturbed by how senseless it felt in the comic book.
Yeah.
Some guy just says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and he's gone. It really bothered me. I went in and directed the best episode that I could, knowing I was breaking people's hearts and really sort of walking right on that line.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what the show really is about, it really is about that senseless, one minute they're there, the next second they're gone. So he knew people were going to be upset, but he knew he had to film the episode, but he's not surprised about the backlash and the fact that they took a big ratings hit.
Oh, it did, yeah.
The other thing that you and I complained about it, a lot of people complained about it. He said he's upset sometimes about stormtrooper aim, which main characters have at times. Now, if you don't know what that means, the way I explained to you what red shirting in Star Trek
yeah.
is, stormtrooper aim is in Star Wars when the good guys are shooting 10 stormtroopers and the stormtroopers are shooting, but they don't hit anybody.
Oh, they miss.
Right? They're a pew, 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 but they don't, right?
Rick did that a lot.
So they were talking about the episode where Rick shows up in front of the sanctuary with all the cars with armor in front of them, and they're all shooting and nobody got shot.
Yeah.
So Greg Nicotero said, can Negan get shot in the leg? Can he get shot in the arm?
Something.
Right. He said, you have 100 people there and nobody actually shot anyone.
True.
Even, he said, even Jeffrey Dean Morgan said, come on, man, give me a bullet hole in the shoulder, in the leg or
give
something.
Give me something.
Even Andrew Lincoln said, can I just shoot him? And Nicotero said, yeah, I wish you should. He should get shot. He said when he was shooting the episode, he said, I know I'm going to hear about it. We have 100 people outside the sanctuary, and not one of them actually hit anybody.
That's true.
He said, and they did. They got crap for it.
Oh, that scene was sad. I was like, oh, come on.
How do you not shoot Dwight in the arm? Like, you got to shoot somebody.
Somebody has to get at least nicked with a bullet.
They were spraying machine gun automatic weapon bullets, right?
Yep.
They were firing, and how do you not hit somebody with something?
Somebody would get hit.
So he said he knew that. But here's the thing. If you know it's a stupid scene, and you know that you're going to get crap for it, then do a better job of writing.
Yeah, that...
I'm not blaming Nicotero, but Nicotero pointed it out. Like, how is... That's why you have red shirts.
Yeah.
That's why you need someone falling out of the window.
Yeah, and you're like, who's... You don't really know who they are, but you know what side they're on, and they're like, oh, at least there goes somebody.
So basically, Nicotero is calling bullshit on his own show.
On his own episode.
He's calling 100% bullshit on Stormtrooper 8. Ugh. What else you got for us, Jamie?
Well, actually, kind of a fun fact. I was reading this article that came out this week, and they added up through all the seasons total how many people Rick Grimes killed solo. Do you care to take a guess?
By gun or like any way, shape, or form?
Any way, shape, or form. It's how many from start to finish while he was on the show, how many did Rick kill solo?
Not including walkers, obviously.
Not including walkers. This is real, alive humans.
Okay, so... Let's see. He killed the two guys in the bar.
Yeah, good. Very good. Very good. That's how it started.
He killed the guy in the bathroom.
Yep.
From the claimers. That's
yep,
three.
The claim guy.
He bit the guy in the neck. That's four. He stabbed the guy who was on top of Glenn. That's five. Oh, he killed Gareth.
Yes, there were some Terminites in there. There's about five, six Terminites in there.
He killed a bunch of... Yeah, he killed the Terminites.
Yep.
I think you mean termites.
Termites or Terminites. I always mess something up. Termites. But it's
Terminisms.
It's good. It adds to the snappy banter.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's a... Do you want to give me the number?
No. So I was up to like six or seven, and you said he killed some other termites.
Yep.
So let's say 10. He didn't kill the governor. I don't think he killed anybody from Woodbury. Oh, he killed the guy in the prison.
Yep.
The Hispanic guy. So that's like 11 or 12. And then...
He killed Morales and Gracie's dad. And he
didn't kill Morales. Oh, Daryl killed...
Daryl killed Morales?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Rick said, you know who that is? He goes, yeah, I don't care.
Oh, that's right. He did. Well...
He killed Gracie's dad. That's like 13.
The number is going to shock you, I think, a little bit.
Oh, I'm not even close. He must have killed some whisperers I'm not thinking of.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you... Now, some of them are red shirts, so...
Give me the number.
Okay. From start to finish, Rick Grimes solo killed 59 people.
Oh, I wasn't even close.
Me too. When I was going through the list, if you want, I could send you the list to tweet out. I was like, whoa, it breaks it down by season and who...
He killed the kid hiding behind the tree, right?
Yes, I believe he did.
Killed that guy.
Yeah, but 59. I was like, woo, okay. I was a little surprised by that number.
Does it list them all?
It does. I can send it to you.
Well, give me this. Give me one person on the list that I should have remembered.
Oh, I have to go back to the article. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But
all right. So you know what? While you're looking for that article, let's take another break. When we come back, you have some Cary Payton news, and I've got a great article about Greg Nicotero, the couple of times he disagreed with the direction of the show.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Sarah Wayne Callies. I played Lori on The Walking Dead. And you're listening to Walkers and Talkers with David Brody and Jamie. Be safe, everybody. And stay in the house like Carl should have.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What does optimism look like? I'm on a quest to find the people who inspire us to dream more and do more. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. I talk to all sorts of people, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a hairdresser on Instagram who gives out free haircuts to the homeless, from the CEOs of the world's largest companies to the comedy writer who visited the wreckage of the Titanic. I love talking to leaders, artists, authors, and eccentrics about life, leadership, purpose, mental fitness, human skills, high performance, and other curious things. It leaves me feeling wiser, more inspired, and, well, more optimistic. Because after all, this is a bit of optimism. The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look for it. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, so you have the article?
Yep, so one that I was like, oh yeah, so in season 5, he was part of the Memorial Hospital where Beth got captured, this guy, Bob Lamson.
Oh, Bob the cop. Bob, shut up, Bob.
Shut up, Bob. And then he killed in season 5 also Pete Anderson, who was Jesse's abusive partner, the husband.
Oh, right. Right. And, well, yeah, I forgot when Deanna said, do it.
Yep. And then he killed 5 wolves. And then he killed some scavengers. So it.
But as far as like main characters, I didn't miss
too
many.
You were pretty on with that. But those were some I was like, oh yeah, he killed that guy. Like it was one of those that I was like, oh yeah.
Okay, he killed 2 of the claimers. I got three of the claimers. Claimers. Okay, so what do you got for me about Kari Payton?
So Kari Payton, this is kind of interesting. And we've heard before, like on Talking Dead, like some actors have auditioned for different parts. Well, Kari actually auditioned to play somebody in Woodbury, which was years ago. And he actually said, which was in the 3rd season, he actually said, I quote, I can't even remember who the person actually was. He goes, you probably wouldn't know because they didn't even make the auditions, you know, I don't think that character really made it. He goes, but obviously I didn't get it. But he applied to and auditioned that many years ago, oh, wow. Back in season 3.
So he was going
to
be a nobody.
Yeah, and now he's...
A red shirt.
Yeah, now he's the king.
Speaking of the king, I read an article that after he was on The Walking Dead, because he had Shiva, who's now dead, spoiler, she was dead.
That was sad.
A bunch of people told him he had to go see tigers in real life, and he went to Carol Baskin.
No!
Tiger Preserve.
He did?
Yeah, he said he didn't meet her. He did go, but he didn't get to touch any tigers because that was her big thing.
That's crazy,
was that
though.
She thought it was cruel.
That's crazy.
That he did go to the tiger preserve that she owned. So there you go.
That's kind of crazy.
Okay, so let's wrap this up with something I teased a little while ago. So Greg Nicotero talked about a few times he disagreed with the show's writers. He said in season 2, he didn't like the fact that Rick killed Shane. In the comics, Carl killed Shane, and he thought that was better.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Shane's dead.
Yeah, long time ago.
Then in season 8, in the finale, when Rick cuts Negan's throat, Nicotero thought Maggie should shoot him. He said Maggie should either kill him or just shoot him. Or do something, because she's standing right there.
Yeah.
So he was upset about that Maggie didn't do anything. He said, but obviously Negan has more of a journey, and there was a lot more going on than that. But in simpler terms, he thought she should have at least taken a shot at him.
Agree. Yeah.
I mean, do you think she should have?
I think so. I love Maggie. She's a badass. She doesn't care.
Yeah. No, but she screamed, no! I don't know. I guess she didn't want to go against Rick. Because you don't go against Rick.
Yeah.
But if she shot him in the leg... But his throat was already cut.
Yeah.
I think there was enough damage to him. You know, it's interesting that the directors sometimes don't agree with the writers.
It's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you and I both work on morning shows. There are times when we would have taken a different angle on a conversation.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, oh, I wish Elvis had gone this way. Or you know, you wish that Cubby or Christine would have, like, oh, I why didn't they do this with that?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's their role. They pick it. And we direct or produce or whatever.
Yep.
So, you know, but it's interesting to hear that someone as powerful on the show as Greg is didn't get his way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because you would think you'd get his way, but not everybody gets their way all the time.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so this is summertime coming up now. We're in that mode.
Yep.
We don't have any new shows. So it's going to be a couple of weeks before we do another episode. But bear with us. We're looking forward to when all three shows are back up and running. So we can do a show every week again.
I just wanted to mention one thing. So, you know, because of the whole quarantine and pandemic, San Diego Comic-Con is taking place this year between July 22nd and the 26th. And it's going to be virtual and it's going to be free. And you can watch all the panels. But on the Walking Dead panel, it's going to be moderated by Chris Hardwick. And it'll be Scott M'Gimple, Angela Kang, Greg Nicotero, Norman Reedus, Melissa McBride, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Lauren Cohan, Josh McDermott, Ross Marquand, and Paola Lazzaro. So you'll be able to see all of them live at the panel from your home.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. So hopefully we'll do another episode before then.
Yes.
And if not, we will review Comic-Con afterwards.
Yes, we will.
But we don't have to fly to San Diego and we don't have to pay.
We don't have to do anything. There's a stand in line.
That's it. So wonderful. All right. Well, in that case, it is definitely, definitely time.
What time is it?
Time to shut this shit down.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever. Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat, Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.